Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, here we go. Heat advisories kick in for the Dallas-Fort Worth area at noon today. Our high today will be in the middle 90s, but heat index readings up to 107 this afternoon. And Dan Brunoff says those advisories likely will be with us at least through Friday. Get Dan's full forecast now on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Tuesday, June 30th. Dallas County is now reported a record number of COVID-19 cases four consecutive days. Monday's new daily record number, 572 and one death, an Irving man in his 40s. Tarrant County had 263 new cases, no additional deaths. Collin County has 119 new cases, and Denton County reports 70. More than 1,150 patients remain hospitalized with coronavirus in North Texas. While new cases and hospitalizations are spiking in North Texas, death rates remain flat. More from KRLD's Austin York.
The death rate has plateaued in many parts of the state and remains flat in most counties in North Texas. Dr. Britt Barrett, who is the former president of Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, says this is good news.
The death rate being plateaued is an indicator that perhaps those that were infected, they have passed, and maybe we're seeing a less virility of the strain.
He also says that in many cases, hospitalizations are happening more often out of an abundance of caution. Barrett says the spike in cases and hospitalizations was expected when we reopen the state's economy. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
McKinney did it, and now another Collin County city is considering it as well, requiring face masks at all businesses in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Yeah, the mayor of McKinney signed an order last night that requires businesses and nonprofits to come up with a plan today and start requiring masks for employees, volunteers, and customers tomorrow. Mayor George Fuller says steps like this have become necessary to slow the spread of COVID-19 and safely reopen the economy.
In addition to the utmost priority of health concern is economic concern.
Businesses can be fined if they do not require masks. Tonight, the Plano City Council is going to adopt a similar measure, saying businesses have to require masks for employees and customers are at a minimum, but it may also include temperature checks, too. They say they should check people's temperature when they walk into buildings as well. Plano's will also be punishable with fines. Theirs will take effect immediately, and police will enforce it. The ordinance there says every day a business is in violation could count as a separate offense. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
At least 40 Dallas cops have tested positive for COVID-19. So now the Dallas Police Association is making testing available for all officers and their spouses. More from KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
40 out of 3,000 officers is not quite 1.5%, but it seems likely more officers have the coronavirus or have had it, so DPA is opening its offices on Griffin Street today as a testing site. They're working with a company called SafeWork, run by Dr. Nick Carr, who also owns a chain of urgent care clinics in North Texas. Carr says they take the swabs to only FDA-approved labs to run the tests. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some North Texans say they are frustrated because they have been waiting longer than promised for their COVID-19 test results. KRLD's Bailey Friday has that story.
Health experts say timely testing is critical to get a handle on COVID-19, but many people say they've been waiting for weeks to get their test results. Haley Newton went to a drive-through testing site and was told to expect her results in about 2 days. That was on June 19th. She tells NBC5 the waiting is hard as she remains isolated from work and her 8-year-old daughter.
As a mother, I don't know. I hope people don't have to go through this.
NBC5 reports in Dallas County, private labs on average are getting results in about 3 days. In Tarrant County, officials say the average is 6 days, but that doesn't always seem to be the case, as dozens of folks wait for answers about what is making them sick. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
With its mask ordinance in place, Fort Worth wants to make sure businesses that need masks can get them. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
The city of Fort Worth is distributing 250,000 masks to local and small businesses tomorrow morning. Businesses can receive as many as 250 masks that they can give to their employees, customers, and visitors. Jarrett Watkins with Fort Worth Now says obtaining the masks is an easy process.
All you have to do is go to one of our 8 distribution locations that are all going to be set up on Wednesday, July 1st from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m.
Those 8 locations are spread all across the city, including 6 public library branches. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You'll have to wait even longer to get reacquainted with the dinosaurs in downtown Dallas. KRLD's John Little explains.
Because of the surge in coronavirus cases in Dallas County, the Perot Museum of Nature and Science and the Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum are pausing their plans to reopen to the public in early July. Perot CEO Dr. Linda Silver says all museums in downtown Dallas are taking it slow.
You know, we made this decision in concert and conversation with the other museums here in Dallas who have been really working in a collaborative way to understand when we should reopen, how we should reopen, what protocols we can share.
The Perot is slated to reopen July 6th for members, but for now, the new reopening date is undetermined. John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Mansfield, police have a suspect in custody after they found a woman's body inside an abandoned car. Around 1 yesterday afternoon, police were called after a woman was carjacked. It happened along the 287 frontage road just south of Debbie Lane. She told investigators the suspect pointed a gun at her, took her car, and took off. She told police the suspect got out of a car that was in a parking lot. Police checked that car. They found a dead woman inside. Police ran the abandoned car's registration, leading them to a location in Fort Worth where they found the stolen car and the suspect. Arlington police say 2 people were hurt in a road rage incident Monday morning.
It happened just before 6 a.m. on southbound 287. Police say a champagne-colored Chevrolet Avalanche began tailgating another vehicle. When that driver in front pulled over to let him pass, someone inside the Chevrolet pulled out a gun and fired into the vehicle, striking both the driver and a passenger. Both of them were treated at a hospital in Mansfield and are expected to recover. Police say the Chevy Avalanche was a 2005 or 2006 model, and they describe the driver as a black male between 25 and 30 who was bald and had a stocky build. They're asking anyone with information about the case to call the Tarrant County Crime Stoppers hotline. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And in Fort Worth, a woman was shot to death overnight. Just before 11 last night, a 911 caller told police the mother of her son's friend had been shot in the head. Police and paramedics raced to a home on Mason near I-35 and Seminary, where they found the woman dead. She was inside a car that was sprayed with bullets. No word on what led to the shooting. Police are still investigating.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.